Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Portelli with me. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Ozzy.
They're saying the heavy 10 today. This is going to sort a few out on the Kenso because, and actually, it'll be a really good guide to how the track cops it and stands up too, won't it?
Yeah, look, it's we haven't raced there for a while, so you'd imagine that for the first race anyway, it'll be a nice surface for them anyway.
Now, Saturday, you've got a couple on for the Civic Stakes. You've got Nicky's Gold in. This was a nice winner the other day at Rose Hill. Made up a lot of ground with Sammy Clinton on board.
Yeah, look, she loves Rose Hill, and when mares are in form, you know, they usually hold it, and this preparation's been a good one. Her first run was good. We thought she could win second up, and she's beautifully ridden, got out the right time, and you just know when she gets out that mare, when she spots whatever she has to run down, she's just got the ability to do it, and did a great job of the big weight again. So she's basically gone through her grades now. She's won, I think, nearly $400,000 in prize money, and she's now an 85 benchmark horse. So we're forced into sort of black type races at the moment, and so it's probably not the ideal race for me going to this sort of level, coming back in distance. But we get a wet track, and Group 1 winning jockey Jason Collett gets back in the saddle, so we're looking forward to setting the challenge.
I don't think he stopped smiling since the weekend.
No, he shouldn't. Big achievement. It's just, he's really earned his stripes, you know. Some jockeys sort of get, you know, a bit of luck pretty quickly, and you probably don't, you take it for granted when that happens. But he's done it tough for a few years now, and he's probably seen horses he's ridden last start come out next start and win Group 1s, and it's really hurt him to watch that happen. But there was no one happier than us at our stables to see him get that Group 1 up on the weekend.
Yep, too right. Hey, Nicky's Gold's interesting. Brian Nicone, who was an absolute brilliant sprinter, but has got out to 1,500, nearly a mile. Were you expecting that when you first put it into work?
Well, she won a 900-metre two-year-old maiden. So, you know, she's just been one of them horses that has improved every preparation. You often see that with these horses that go through their grades. Every prep, they just seem to go up in weight, up in class, and then and keep coping with it. She's been a tremendous mare for Gold Edge Syndications. They pay $25,000 for her. And, you know, she's worth a lot of money as a brood mare. If she wins a, gets some black type, then no doubt that she'll be well sought after at the brood mare sales probably next year.
Now, Tester Shadow, you got nommed as well. Nearly $1.5 million in prize money. You must just walk past the old fellow and give him a hug every morning.
He's one of the favourites. It's funny, we had an open day a couple of weeks ago and we just brought out all the yearlings. It was a bit of a rainy day and he was knocking the door down, wanting to get out and show off. So we had to get him out of the stable and just walk around. And he's looking back at the crowd and taking photos. He's an old gentleman. So he's absolutely flying. Like, his trial was good the other day without saying he was sort of breathing enough to go and win this weekend. But he's, you know, he's just a tough horse. And he's another syndicated horse, Elite Thoroughbreds. So I think it's 50,000. And, you know, he's just amazed at every preparation. He's just there and sound and loves being a racehorse. Hard to get the weight off these days, so he takes a bit of racing to get fit, and I'd say this weekend will be the same. He'll probably just need the run.
All right, improvement. Nice Swiss Ace mare you got in. Trial well the other day at Rose Hill and Ask Pep. You got her up to with a Group 3. Well, she's run fourth in it at Flemington, the Maybe Mahal.
Yeah, that was over a year ago, Cozzy. She actually just had a little buckle in the tendon when she got out of that race, and it's taken a long time to heal, and lucky for training for Mr. Jerry Harvey, who's got the most patience of any owner I've dealt with, and he just gave her all the time in the world. We brought her in a couple of times to give her a look and back out, and she trialled enormous the other day and it pulled up really well. So we're looking forward to the preparation because she's a really handy sort of good Saturday company filly that I'd love to get black tight for him with.
Above and beyond, this has been knocking on the door, Gary. It's only been beaten about two lengths his last four or five runs.
Yeah, he's just just his preparation. He's lost a little bit of his gate speed for some reason, so we're stepping him up to 1,400 on the weekend. He'll like it, obviously, soft, and he's rock hard fit. He ran fourth last week at Canterbury in a race that he just got run off his legs in, so hopefully the slower tempo and 1,400 suits this weekend.
Righto, Roman Wolf today, the two-year-old by Deep Field. How is he going to handle the heavy, do you think?
He loves it, absolutely loves it. He probably should have stretched the winner two starts back on a heavy track at Ranley, got sort of blocked for a run badly at the 200-metre mark by the winner and one that was going nowhere. Hit the line really strongly. He won a trial at Canterbury on a bottomless track there one day, and I've got no trouble with the track, and the blinkers go on, or visor. He's got a bit of a bully cult lately, so we're trying to get his mind on the job, and if he does concentrate on doing his job today, his fitness and his ability to handle a heavy track will take him a long way.
Now, one I want to ask you about, one the other day at Warwick Farm, Disruptor, looked a nice horse.
Yeah, he's gone back for a little short break and come back for the spring. Said he's just done a dissident and beautiful animal, and probably worked out. You know, them horses sort of look like they're looking for further, and actually not.
Yeah.
He got us in. We thought we had a miler on our hands. Stepped him up to 1400 in Queensland. Didn't run it out, so I freshened him right up. Put a set of blinkers on him. Back to 1100 against the older horses. He took on the 3-year-olds that day, and he just belted them. So I think we'll keep him to the sprints, and hopefully this preparation we'll get some black type with him as well. He's a very promising colt.
A few of the distances have looked like that, haven't they? You look at the guy, you want 1600, and yet they sprint.
Yeah, look, I think at this stage they're all two, and you'll probably find that once they turn three, there's a few that'll probably get out to the mile, and they're just not really precocious early two-year-old types. They show you plenty, but they just don't cope with the extra work you've got to get into them to be fit enough to race, you know. But they do show you plenty on the track, so it's just a matter of being patient, and they'll come good when they're ready.
All right, you mentioned that open day the other day. Of the babies you picked up, did you target any particular stallion?
This year's sort of a bit of a mixed bag, really. I think I've nearly got every stallion in the book. So I wouldn't like to sort of target just one, but hopefully out of the 35 yearlings I think we've got this year, there's a potential Golden Slipper winner amongst them. That's what keeps us getting out of bed, Cozzy.
Yeah, too right. Finally, any luck with the pigeons of late, with the racing?
We won a race at Bathurst. We beat 4,400 pigeons a couple of weeks ago with one, so that was a pretty big achievement. Big field. Must have drawn a good barrier. Got away quick. Straight the front and didn't look back.
I'm tipping the first four would have paid a right in a field of 4,000.
I just had 50 on the winner, mate, that's all.
How do you clock them? I've often wondered that. They all go at the one time. How do they clock? How do you know when you log in?
Well, they've got a microchip on a ring on their leg.
Yeah.
And when they go into your loft, there's like a scanning pad. When it goes across that, it clocks the bird in exactly what time it went through, and it'll tell you the speed it flew for the distance that it had to race over. So there's no cheating. It's impossible to cheat, but very, very hard to win because obviously there's not much we can do once they hit in the sky.
It's just like the saddle cloths at the races, isn't it?
Exactly, mate. But I'll tell you what, it's a pretty tough little sport. It's a sport that probably doesn't get much recognition because it goes on most Saturdays during winter above people's heads while they're at the football or races and what have you. And there's about 400 odd individuals that race these pigeons in Sydney that are waiting patiently at home for their pigeon to hopefully get home first. And it's actually a lot harder than what you think to win. There's a lot of money gets spent on birds. I know. Certain lofts, they sell a pigeon, if you buy a young one, it's about $1,000 each.
Oof.
And if you buy a pigeon that might have won, like that race that I won, he's probably worth around $10,000 now, that pigeon. So,
gee whiz.
So there is a little bit of money in it, but it's like anything with any animal, to get that elite level athlete, they're hard to get.
Someone's at the footy and all of a sudden the little white bomb comes out of the sky and you think that could have been one of Gaz's pigeons dropping that on you.
Hopefully they don't go too far past Warwick Farm.
No. All right, mate. Good luck today and good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.